And welcome everyone to another Smart Money Circle update. I'm Adam Sarhan. With me today is Fran Santolimi, who's the CEO of Ladder Tech. Ticker symbol is LDTC. Fran, thank you so much for taking the time and welcome to the Smart Money Circle.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for having me. I'm quite delighted to be with you.
So Fran, I always like to begin. Can you tell us a little about your background and how you got to where you are today, please?
Well, I'm an engineer by trade, as you might have guessed. So I began my career in the semiconductor industry. I was a chip designer for a company called Analog Devices, just over 26 years ago. And, I kind of fell into automotive just by accident because my company at that time, Analog Devices, we were looking at leveraging our core technologies into adjacent markets. And at that time, we were big in telecom and consumer space, and automotive was an adjacent market that we looked into. And so that's how I really started in the industry and then progressively evolved to more leadership positions at Analog Devices. I was a general manager, and then I moved on to basically expand my career to working in Canada as well as in Europe, and came back. My last company, ZMD, was acquired by Integrated Device Technology.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it, again, was a company developing automotive sensing and software technologies. And then I joined LadderTech in 2017, really with the promise of, creating an automotive success story. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it always takes longer than expected, but I'm glad that we're on this journey today where we have outstanding core technologies that we believe can be a success. And so, I joined with the plan to succeed the former CEO, Charles Boulanger, as president of the company. And once we became a public entity, this transition formally materialized.
Nice. So let's talk about, by the way, great story. Let's talk about LadderTech. Can you tell us a little about the company, some of your competitive advantages and what you do?
Yeah, indeed. So LadderTech, we are an automotive software company that was founded in 2007. In fact, it was a research project from a very well-known research institute in Quebec called the National Optics Institute.
Nice.
And so the company, really focuses on the automotive space, developing what we call an AI-based fusion and perception software technology that's really targeting advanced driver assistance, as well as eventually autonomous driving. But what we do is we make software that enables the vehicle to have a much better understanding of its environment, understanding the drivable lanes, understanding the obstacles that are within the lane, and to use AI to make intelligent scene understanding so that it can make best and safest driving decisions. The industry is shifting to a more software-defined vehicle. So as regulations make safety mandatory and consumers are asking for more convenience features, we believe that the solution that we make, which is the industry's first AI-based fusion and perception technology, will enable the market to expand, but also to accelerate deployment of software-based features. Why this is important, Adam? There's really good reasons for that. First thing is the moment that your vehicle gets out of the production lot, it's out of phase with state-of-the-art safety technology.
Right.
And so by having a software based on AI and computer vision, machine learning, it allows the vehicle to actually learn as it drives. So the more miles it gets driven, the more intelligent, the more sophisticated the software becomes, and the safer the vehicle. So you can imagine now you buy a car this month, and in September, the car is actually a better vehicle because right. Our software improves as we collect more miles.
I love that. And is that the fusion part of the conversation, AI
Correct.
Fusion?
Correct. So we fuse different data from different sensors. So your car is equipped with cameras, with radars, eventually with LIDARs and ultrasonic sensors. And so we take all the raw output out of each of these sensors We apply what we call machine learning on top of that, and we fuse, and then we interpret. We use, again, AI to understand what's happening in that scene. And this is quite important because you want the car to have a 360-degree peripheral view of its environment and to be able to detect obstacles and potential dangers, 24/7, in any condition, in any drivable area.
I love that. Let's talk about risk. How do you handle risk? And what are some mistakes you see people make, Franz, with respect to risk management?
Well, you know, this is a very good question because there are many risks in the automotive industry. As the car industry is shifting towards more electric vehicle, towards more connectivity, and then eventually more autonomous, there's a tendency to basically want to do everything in-house.
Right.
That's a natural tendency of the car industry to have vertical integration, bring everything in-house. Unfortunately, no car manufacturer can do everything on their own. You Right. need partners. And software, unlike Tesla, for example, where Tesla was founded on the principle of software, was born software ready. Mm-hmm. Most car manufacturers were not born software ready.
Yep.
And so a lot of the OEMs and even their tier one suppliers have made a decision early on. They're going to build software in-house. They're going to build their EV batteries in-house. They're going to build everything in-house to realize that it's a gigantic effort. And you can see today from all the major OEMs who have invested billions of dollars in trying to build their own software stack, they've all had spectacular failures because it's not just putting more money at it. It's super complex. And so we think that collaboration is the proper way to go. You've seen it in the telecom industry. You've seen it in the PC industry. And I think vehicles are starting to move to that collaboration model. And that's the biggest risk because without collaboration, failures are just going to continue to pile up and billions of dollars are going to be lost.
I love that. Spectacular failure. How to avoid spectacular failures might be the title of the episode today. So let's talk about some timeless lessons you've learned, Franz, along the way that you'd like to share with the audience.
You know, we talked about one is collaboration. If you, in any industry where you have high complexity, you know, TSMC and, Taiwan Semiconductor makes the best process technology. But for AI, NVIDIA is known as having the best chip, but yeah. NVIDIA doesn't make the best process technology. They don't make process technology. They collaborate with TSMC to develop the best chips. So if you find the best companies out there, collaboration is the only efficient way of doing it. And then eventually it may make sense to insource it. But strategically speaking, collaboration, finding the right partners that have the right vision, same common vision with the end goal of delivering customer success, that's the best way to succeed.
Yeah, I love that. There's an old proverb says you want to go far, go alone. You want to go very far, go in a group or go with a team or collaborate. I might be paraphrasing there, but that's what comes to mind as you're speaking is build up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about timeless mistakes. What are some timeless mistakes you've made or you've seen people make, and how do you suggest we avoid them?
There's a saying, when I was growing up, my mom used to always say that, you have to be able to share success if you want to stay long term. And one of the mistakes that I've seen the industry make is the winner takes all mentality. It comes from Silicon Valley. So you want to dominate the internet era. You're the only big player, right?
Yeah.
Cell phones, you want to dominate, one or two players dominate. But deep tech doesn't operate that way. And I think the fact is that you're going to see more fragmentation than you've ever seen because the problems are becoming more complex. So trying to go at it alone and also trying to be the only winner is one mistake, is to figure out as an entrepreneur or as a CEO, what are you really good at? And then focus on that. And so the trying to be the best at everything, you become average at a lot of things.
So Warren Buffett has a great line which speaks to that point. It's know your circle of competence and then stay in that circle, whatever that is, and know what you don't know. Just, I'm not for me. All right, beautiful. Let's talk about leadership, Franz. What makes a great leader?
Oh, I mean, there are so many types of great leadership. For me personally, my leadership style is about finding the best talent. My job is really to figure out, where are we going, and finding the best people to really be able to execute and deliver on that direction, on that vision. Mm-hmm. And so, but also, it's very humbling hiring people that may be smarter than you and making space for them. It takes humility. And I think, one of the best traits that I have, I'm a humble person and I'm not afraid to hire smarter people than I am. And I think, as a leader, if you surround yourself with enough quality people who buy into the vision, it's hard to fail.
I love that. So I'm very similar to you on the humility part of it. And I always joke around with people that I work with. I'm lucky if I can tie my shoes. So let alone figure out what you're working on. So by all means, empower them and all the more power to you. I love that. All right. Adversity. How do you handle adversity? What are some obstacles you had to overcome throughout your journey? And what would you like to share?
Adversity is part of my journey. The first thing is, I always stay focused on the things that I have the most control over. Mm-hmm. If I can control, I worry about, doing really well what I can do, what I know how to do, and what I have under my control. If I can't control it, then I don't worry about it. As long as I stay grounded to what I have control over, I focus on that, then I think everything's okay. So adversity to me is really navigating through moments of uncertainty. So for example, the automotive industry right now, there are moments of uncertainties. Car manufacturers aren't making as much money as they used to. The tier ones are not making as much money. There's investments all over. There are delays because of the complexity. But the thing that we do at LetterTech is to deliver our software. We're delivering it on time over and over again. And that to me is what I should worry about. What the market does, I can't control that.
I'm in the same boat. I love that. So let's talk about the best piece of advice you'd like to share with the audience or give your 30-year-old self.
Intelligent risk-taking, we're at this era where, there's so much that's going on. There are so many issues with geopolitical challenges. I think it's a great time to take risks. There hasn't been any moment in my industry where there are so many opportunities. And I think, people that are smart enough to take the smart risk at the right time, who stay the course, they have an opportunity to do something really, really amazing. And I'm also quite fortunate to be between two generations where at the same time, risk taking is also taking risk on the younger generation, making room for them because they are so creative in problem solving.
Yeah.
And if you can mesh the two, my generation and the younger generation, we do things that are absolutely out of this world. So intelligent risk-taking, it's also about taking risk on the next generation.
Franz, this has been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. I absolutely love the intelligent risk-taking, how to avoid spectacular failures, the collaboration aspect. You shared a lot of really, really great advice today. What is the best way for people to learn more about LetterTech?
Well, we are traded on the NASDAQ under ticker LDTC, so you can follow us there, but you also can follow us, on our website, lettertech.com. But we're always posting on LinkedIn, on the different social media platforms. We've got lots of content on our software. Stay tuned for us.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Franz. Hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
Thank you, Adam. It was great to be with you.